Finally, on today's show, a controversy is sweeping the nation, and we think science can help set the record straight. I'm talking, of course, about the Minion toys that are currently included in McDonald's Happy Meals for kids. And some parents are not happy about what they think one of them says. Let's take a listen. Jayatri Das is here. She is chief bioscientist for the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. And Jayatri, what did you think the toy says?
So the funny thing is, this is the first time I'm hearing just the sound by itself. And to me, it really doesn't sound like anything.
Right. It just sounds like gibberish, which is Minionese is the language that the Minion toy speaks.
Right.
But there are some people who say the toy says, what the blank. Let's hear it again. So when you go into it thinking the toy says what the, you actually do hear it, right? So what is the brain process that makes that happen?
So first, once you hear the sound as it's associated with a face, that's when you start to perceive it as language, because we assume that sounds coming from a face mean something. So now your brain wants to assign meaning to it, even though it's very ambiguous. So what does your brain do? It pulls on your past experience to try to assign meaning to something that doesn't make any sense. And you listen to those three fast syllables with a somewhat flat affect. And if expressing frustration with those words is part of your vocabulary, that tone brings back that experience. And that's what you perceive.
So our brains are always drawing on previous information.
Absolutely. You're always trying to create meaning for new information by attaching it to something that already means something to you.
And if I go into it and somebody else has already told me this toy says what the blank, I'm going to hear it.
Exactly, because that's now part of your past experience as well.
So it's all in our heads.
It is all in your head. It probably says more about you than it does about the toy.
Jayatri Das is chief bioscientist for the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.